From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming voanews.id.
Listener, how are you today? It is nice to meet you again with me, Putri, to accompany you in 60 minutes ahead. In today's edition, we would like to present some information, started from news, commentary, and so forth. Also, we will play some songs. Well, listener, I will begin with news. Stay with us, Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world, at frequency 3325 kHz, 4750 kHz, and www.voinews.id.
Here is the news, first the headlines. Restoring economy, government encourages micro, small and medium enterprises revival. Governor Wayan Koster says Bali tourism starting to show recovery. Now the news in detail. The COVID-19 pandemic caused the micro, small and medium enterprises sector to experience major problems such as financing and decreasing demand. Thereby, Minister of Cooperative and Small and Medium Enterprises, Teten Mas Duki, encouraged the MSMEs to adapt and innovate products, as well as adjust to new market demands. This was stated by Minister Teten Mas Duki through an official statement received by Republika on Sunday, August 23. At the Ministerial Coordination Meeting discussing strategic programs and policies in handling the impact of the COVID-19 pandemic from an economic site in Bali on Friday, Minister Teten pointed out that to encourage national economic recovery, his site has implemented a shopping movement program at neighboring stalls in a bid to strengthen traditional stalls that had difficulty competing with modern retail networks. This program will become a food distribution chain and can stabilize food prices. Governor of Bali, Wayan Koster, views that the tourism sector in his region has started showing signs of recovery since it opened for domestic tourists starting July 31, 2020. This is indicated by the increasing number of flights to Bali every day through I Gusti Ngurah Rai International Airport as one of the entrances to Bali. He conveyed this when delivering a speech at the launch of the new era of Balinese life order Kecak Dance and the launching of the QRIS-based payment system digitalization program in Uluwatu, Badung, Bali. He further said that before 31 of July 2020, Garuda Indonesia planes with the destinations of Bali only made two flights every day. The number of passengers transported reached around 1,000 people per day. After opening on July 31, Garuda Indonesia flights to Bali reached 5 times a day. For the number of passengers, there was also a rise of more than 2,000 people per day. State Railway Company PT KAI resumed the operation of the airport train to Yogyakarta International Airport on Sunday, August 23, after it was suspended for 5 months due to the COVID-19 pandemic. Spokesman of PT KAI's Regional Operation 6 Yogyakarta, Eko Budianto, on Sunday said, as of August 31, there are 4 scheduled trips to Yogyakarta International Airport every day. The train departs at 8:30 a.m. and 3:05 p.m. from Yogyakarta train station to its final destination in Kebumen, Central Java, with 2 stops at Wates and Wajo train stations. From Kebumen, the train departs at 10:23 a.m. and 5:40 p.m. to Yogyakarta train station. Now we move to international news. India's confirmed coronavirus cases crossed the 3 million mark on Sunday, August 23, with nearly 70,000 new infections as the disease continues to surge in the world's second most populous nation. Indian Health Ministry said that 69,239 cases were detected on Sunday, with 912 deaths, taking the total number of fatalities to 56,706. However, many experts said that the real scale of the infection is much higher. Authorities in New Delhi said last week that an antibody study in the megacity suggested more than a quarter of the capital's population had contracted the infection. South Korea reported its highest daily number of coronavirus cases since early March on Sunday, August 23, as authorities warned the country was on the brink of a nationwide pandemic and tightened social distancing rules. The Korea Centers for Disease Control and Prevention said that the majority of the 397 new infections were in the Greater Seoul region. Virus curbs were tightened in the Seoul region last week and were further expanded to the rest of the country on Sunday. The measures include restrictions on large gatherings, such as religious services and the closing of nightclubs, karaoke bars, and cyber cafes. All beaches have also been closed. Canadian Conservatives would reveal Sunday their pick for a new leader and main contender to challenge Liberal Prime Minister Justin Trudeau in possible snap elections. Four candidates viewed to replace outgoing Andrew Scheer, including two former ministers, the first Seventh-day Adventist ever to be elected to parliament, and an outsider seeking to become the first black woman to lead a major federal political party in Canada, after leading Canada's Foreign Defense and Justice Departments in the last Tory administration from 2006 to 2015, frontrunner Peter MacKay dropped the limelight. He has faced a strong challenge for the party leadership from former Air Force Navigator and former Veterans Affairs Minister, who ran twice previously for the job. Both have touted a need for the party to broaden its appeal to progressive voters with a focus on jobs and the economy, but also to pitch a clear climate plan, which has been lacking from the Tories. Japan's top athletes put the new Tokyo Olympic Stadium through its paces at a track meet Sunday, August 23, 1 year ahead of the Games, which have been postponed due to the coronavirus pandemic. The televised competition was held behind closed doors, with only athletes and a few hundred journalists and officials in attendance at the 60,000-seat facility, which is still undergoing construction work on its exterior. The event was held as Japan takes cautious steps to reopen its economy, with professional baseball, football, and sumo resuming in front of a limited number of fans. But the nation is also seeing a rebound in new infection figures, particularly in urban areas, including Tokyo and Osaka. Japanese Olympic organizers have said the Games will take place from July to August next year, but have yet to decide details, including how many spectators to allow. Listener, that was the news from Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
The 75th anniversary of Indonesian independence with the team Indonesia Onward. Happy 75th anniversary of Indonesian independence. Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with commentary for today entitling Indonesia's efforts to discover COVID-19 vaccine. For more than a half year, the world has been haunted by the COVID-19 virus. Various attempts have been made to prevent the spread of the virus, but have yet to produce results. In fact, the number of people infected with the COVID-19 virus increases day by day. This is partly because the right vaccine has not been discovered. Indonesia is one of several countries in the world that is struggling to discover and produce its own COVID-19 vaccine. Although not yet finished, the Indonesian government efforts to produce a vaccine for COVID-19 look set to be close to reality. One of them is by cooperating with Sinovac, a pharmaceutical company from China. Indonesia, through a state-owned company PT Bio Farma, plans to distribute 50 million doses of vaccine from November 2020 to March 2021. The raw materials in the form of bulk or concentrate for the COVID-19 ready-to-fill RTF vaccine will be provided by Sinovac. The certainty was known after the signing of the preliminary agreement of purchase and supply of bulk productions of COVID-19 vaccine between President Director of PT Bio Farma, Honesty Bashir, and Sinovac General Manager, Gao Xiang in Hainan, China, last Thursday. After entering Indonesia, a series of tests will be carried out at PT Bio Farma and a registration process at the Food and Drug Supervisory Agency until it is finally ready for mass production. After the third clinical trial is completed in January 2021, then the mass production will officially begin. Apart from Sinovac, the government is also eyeing a vaccine from Abu Dhabi, United Arab Emirates. Indonesia has obtained commitment from G42, an artificial intelligence company from Abu Dhabi, which is currently developing a COVID-19 vaccine to provide 10 million doses of COVID-19 vaccine this year. The government's efforts to fight against the COVID-19 virus by discovering and producing its own vaccine should be appreciated. The sooner the vaccine is produced and distributed to the public, the better it will be in reducing the number of COVID-19 cases, which as of Sunday reached 154,000. Hopefully, the COVID-19 pandemic will be soon shake up so that the people of the world, especially Indonesia, can live a normal life and rebuild their social and economic life, which has been badly damaged by the COVID-19 pandemic. Listener, that was commentary. I'm Nuka Kusumawati.
Do the following to avoid virus infection when you are traveling. Keep your distance. If you see someone unhealthy, please maintain your distance. The minimum safe distance is 1 meter, but if the person is coughing, then the minimum distance is around 3 meters. Wash your hands with soap, especially if you keep interacting with other people. You can also use alcohol-based sanitizer to kill the germs. Cover your mouth and nose with your elbow or tissue when you are coughing or sneezing. If you are using tissue, throw it away immediately and then wash your hands. Avoid direct contact with living animals and any services that had contacted with animals. Avoid consuming raw or half-cooked meat to avoid cross-contamination. Find medical treatment as soon as possible and then share your prior travel history with the health services if you are experiencing any health problems. From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program.
Namaste. I am Pradeep Kumar Rawat, Ambassador of India to Indonesia. I convey best wishes and greetings to the friendly people of Indonesia on the 75th Independence Day. Selamat Hari Kemerdekaan. India has just celebrated its Independence Day on 15th August. As our two democratic nations celebrate our national days, I wish that India-Indonesia comprehensive strategic partnership will grow from strength to strength for mutual benefit of our two peoples. I believe that a strong India-Indonesia partnership is a pillar of strength for regional peace, security, and economic prosperity.
Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with Today in History. We're going to start with the event on August 24, 1941, when Adolf Hitler officially stopped T4 action, Nazi program for systematic assassination of people with disabilities. T4 action is a Nazi official program which happened between 1939 and 1941. During that time, Adolf Hitler had systematically killed 200,000 to 250,000 people with genetic disorders. After 1941, the killings become unofficial and it was not very systematic anymore. The T4 program was developed based on the Nazi policy on racial health, which was believed that the German people had to be cleansed from elements of unhealthy race, including people with disabilities. The program became the forerunner of the Holocaust program, mass extermination of the Jews on the European continent. Next event is that in 1962, Televisi Republik Indonesia or TVRI officially aired. Televisi Republik Indonesia or TVRI was the first television station in Indonesia which officially aired on August 24, 1962. The first broadcast was a trial broadcast airing the commemoration ceremony of the 17th Independence Day of the Republic of Indonesia from the State Palace in Jakarta on August 17, 1962. This broadcast was still in the form of black and white screen. Then, on August 24, 1962, TVRI officially aired a live broadcast of the opening ceremony of the 4th Asian Games from the main stadium Bung Karno. On October 20, 1963, there was Presidential Decree No. 215-1963 concerning the establishment of the TVRI Foundation with the General Chairman of the President of the Republic of Indonesia. In Indonesia, every August 24 is commemorated as National Television Day. The last event is that in 2006, the International Astronomy Association decided that Pluto could not be categorized as a planet because of its small orbital size. Since the discovery of Pluto in 1930 by Clyde William Tombaugh, astronomers put Pluto in the category of one of planets in the solar system. At a conference held in Czechoslovakia on August 24, 2006, astronomers joining the International Astronomical Union, IAU, decided that Pluto was not included in the planetary category. They said that Pluto could not be categorized as a planet because of its small orbit size. The size of Pluto's orbit is slightly below the orbit of Neptune. The size of Pluto is much smaller than the 8 other planets in the solar system. That was Today in History. I'm Nuka Kusumawati. Thank you for listening.
Ingat aku saat kau lewati jalan ini
Listener Voice of Indonesia, the next segment that will present is My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia with My Indonesia today entitled Indonesia Reduces Trade Deficit with China. Indonesia has reduced the trade deficit with China to 46.08% because the export rate increased and the import value decreased in the first semester of 2020. Minister of Foreign Affairs Retno Marsudi said on Thursday that the value of Indonesia's export to China reached $13.77 billion in the first semester of 2020. During a virtual press conference after attending a bilateral meeting with the Chinese government in Baoting, Hainan, China, Minister Retno Marsudi said that the increase in export was accompanied by a decrease in imports from China to Indonesia by 11.86%. So Indonesia's deficit figure could be reduced. During the meeting, Minister Retno Marsudi proposed the formation of a joint working group for trade with China. She remarked that this is to facilitate various trade barriers and the opening of the Chinese market for Indonesian products. So far, China still ranks third for the largest investment value in Indonesia. Singapore and Hong Kong rank first and second as the largest investors in Indonesia. On that occasion, Minister Retno also revealed that Chinese investment in Indonesia increased in the first semester of 2020. The Indonesian delegation at the bilateral meeting in Baoting Thursday was led by Minister Marsudi and Minister of State-Owned Enterprises Erick Thohir. Meanwhile, the Chinese delegation was led by Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi. Minister Retno Marsudi explained that the bilateral meeting discussed three things. First, both countries are committed to continuously strengthening bilateral cooperation based on the principles of mutual respect and benefit. Second, is to maintain regional stability and security. Third is to boost cooperation in the field of vaccine, particularly the COVID-19. Apart from attending the bilateral meeting, Minister Retno and Minister Erick Thohir also witnessed the signing of the initial agreement on the availability of vaccine supplies up to 40 million doses between Indonesia, PT Bio Farma, and a Chinese company, Sinovac Biotech Ltd., in Sanya City. In addition, both companies signed an agreement to give priority to PT Bio Farma to supply bulk vaccines until the end of 2021. Listener, that was My Indonesia. I'm Nuka Kusumawati.
Warm greetings to you all. I'm Julio Arturo Cárdenas, Ambassador of Peru to Indonesia. I would like to say happy 75th Independence Day to the people of Indonesia. May the relationship between Peru and Indonesia get stronger and provide benefits to the people of the two beautiful countries. Dirgahayu, Republic Indonesia. Viva Indonesia!
Welcome to the new normal. Now we are facing uncertainties, uncertain of when the pandemic will end, and also many other uncertainties. Coronavirus pandemic has changed many aspects of our lives. If you want to survive from this pandemic, you should prepare to adapt and live the new normal. In the prediction of the new normal, health and hygiene became the top commodity. Fear of getting infected makes people keep their health and hygiene more tightly when going outside. There will be sinks everywhere. Hand sanitizer becomes the most wanted goods. People wear a mask everywhere. Always keeps your distance when doing activities and avoid crowds. Also, you should not make any physical contact, even just for shaking hands. Vitamins will be consumed as many as food. Before traveling, people will have their temperature checked and will not be permitted to proceed if found not healthy. Temperature will always be checked during social activities like at malls, restaurants, or everywhere. It's also possible, in near future, people must bring personal health document when traveling, or health tracking system at airports and other transportation terminals can be more practical and efficient. Well then, welcome to the new normal.
Apakah mungkin aku ini sudah gila? Belum bertemu tapi sudah jatuh cinta. Saat tak sengaja melihatmu di sampul majalah yang tak pernah terfikirkan untuk ku baca. Tapi itulah cara cinta bekerja. Tanpa permisi dia datang tiba-tiba. Lalu ku putuskan untuk mencari tahu siapa dirimu. Dan masih mungkinkah aku tercoba memiliki hatimu. Hatimu, oh ku ingin gadis di sampul majalah itu juga jadi gadis yang kan temani hari-hariku. Dan ku ingin cintanya menjadi sampul di hatiku yang terdepan harus selalu menjadi nomor satu. Oh tapi siapakah diriku ini yang kata orang tak rupawan begini. Tak bisa asik bergaya dengan segala macam cara yang ada di anak muda masa kini. Tapi apa salahnya punya hayalan, harapan atau sekedar angan-angan. Lalu ku putuskan untuk mencari tahu siapa dirimu. Dan masih mungkinkah aku untuk cuma
sambil majalahku. Juga jadi gadis yang menemani hariku. Aku ingin cintanya jadi sambil hatiku. Yang terdepan dan selalu jadi nomor satu. Aku ingin gadis yang sambil majalahku. Juga jadi gadis yang akan menemani hariku. Aku ingin cintanya jadi sambil hatiku. Yang terdepan dan selalu jadi nomor satu.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world in Jakarta. Listener, now will present Indonesian wonder about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people.
Hello, my listener. Welcome back to Indonesian Wonder. Today, I'm going to let you know about Lake Mas Harun Bestari in Bengkulu. Stay tuned. Listener, Lake Mas Harun Bestari is one of the lakes existing in Rejang Lebong. The name of the lake is taken from the name of South Sumatra's governor, when Rejang Lebong Regency still entered South Sumatra province. Lake Mas Harun Bestari area covers around 36 hectares. The hills of the surrounding areas are planted by fresh vegetables. At the middle of the lake, it is unique because there is a small island which has the shape of a letter C. The local people said that the letter symbolizes an initial of Curug. At the eastern part of the lake, there are lush trees which are usually used by visitors to take a rest. At Lake Mas Harun Bestari, visitors can do various activities, such as sailing around the lake by using motorboats, doing adventures such as outbound, and also enjoying the beauty of the nature of the lake. The lake becomes home for fresh fish, which can be fished by visitors. So if you love fishing, please do not forget to bring your own fishing equipment. The lake has also been completed with facilities such as the restroom, mosque, parking area, playing ground, flying fox, fishing pool, cafe, hall, and boat which can be rented. If you want to stay at night and enjoy the sensation of the beauty of the lake, there are some villas with various types. Lake Mas Harun Bestari is located at Selupu Rejang Sub-District, Rejang Lebong Regency, around 17 kilometers from downtown of Curug. Any kinds of vehicles can access this tourism object area. Well, listener, that was our segment of Indonesian Wonder for today. I'm Nuka Kusumawati. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you on the next Indonesian Wonder.
I am Ziad Zahreddin, the head of the Syrian Arab Republic Embassy in Jakarta. I'd like to say happy 75th Independence Day to the people of Indonesia. May the relationships between the two countries, Syria and Indonesia, get better and provide the benefits to the people of the two countries. Dirgahayu Republic Indonesia, Yanka Tujulima.
You are still listening to Voice of Indonesia, COVID-19 Disaster Response Radio. From Indonesia to the
pandanglah ke depan, kau lihat ufuk fajar harapan. Kita hidup dalam persahabatan, kita melangkah menuju kemenangan.
Matahari bersinar benderang, menyinari cita-cita gemilang. Walau mendung datang menantang, kita tegak.
Oh,
Well, listener, the next segment is Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. In this program, we'll introduce you to some Indonesian vocabularies and expressions, and we invite you to speak in Indonesian. This program is a cooperation program between the Voice of Indonesia and the Department of Language Development and Language Education of the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture.
Voice of Indonesia.
This is Voice of Indonesia with Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, a lesson in the Indonesian language on the radio. We introduce some Indonesian vocabulary and tips on how to use it in a conversation. This segment is a joint initiative of Voice of Indonesia and the Language and Book Development Agency of the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture. Today's topic is Boleh Pinjam Catatanmu? In English, may I borrow your notes? Listen to this conversation about Boleh Pinjam Catatanmu? In English, may or can I borrow your notes? Kevin wants to borrow his friend's notes when he was absent due to illness.
Siti, boleh aku pinjam buku catatanmu?
Tentu.
Terima kasih.
Now I'm going to introduce you some vocabulary and expressions related to that topic today. I will say each word slowly and twice. You can follow after me. Boleh aku pinjam buku catatanmu? Which means, may I or can I borrow your notes? Tentu. Which means, sure. Terima kasih. Which means, thank you. A sentence, bolehkah aku meminjam buku catatanmu, means someone's expression asking for permission. Like it has been discussed before, that Indonesian people usually say their expression for permission by using the word bolehkah, which means may. The sentence, boleh aku pinjam buku catatanmu, is usually used in a spoken language or in an informal conversation. While in a formal language, the expression will be bolehkah saya meminjam buku Anda or apakah saya boleh meminjam buku Anda. In English, may or can I borrow your book? To respond the expression of asking for permission, you can answer by saying tentu, boleh, boleh saja, which means sure, of course. Tentu saja boleh, which means yes, of course. It means you give permission. But if you don't want to give permission, you just respond them by saying tidak boleh, which means no, you may not. More politely, you can say maaf, tidak boleh, which means sorry, you may not. Listener, before we end today's Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, let's listen to the conversation once more.
Siti, boleh aku pinjam buku catatanmu?
Tentu.
Terima kasih.
That was Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. A lesson in Bahasa Indonesia or the Indonesian language on the radio. Hopefully, this edition will be useful for those who want to know more about Bahasa Indonesia. See you tomorrow with other interesting topics. Sampai jumpa!
Voice of Indonesia COVID-19 Disaster Response Radio.
Harib COVID Disaster Dibakoikum fil manazil.
Di zaman gegen corona, wir bleiben zu Hause.
Stay at home, stay healthy, and together we can fight the coronavirus.
Bleef thuis, was je handen met zeep, draag je masker als je naar buiten gaat, neem de vitamine en zorg je gezondheid. Samen bestrijden we de coronavirus.
From Indonesia to the world.
Thank you.
You are still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency 3325 kHz for Asian regions, 4750 kHz for European regions, and www.voinews.id. Listener, the next segment is Music Corner, about music information in Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. Welcome back to Music Corner. In today's edition, we will present a keroncong song entitled Air Mata Ibu. The song describes the struggle of a mother who has given birth and raised her children. Mother has raised her children with love. The song, which was composed by Kusbini, contains a message that we need to devote, respect, and love our parents, especially mother, because she was incredibly devoted to her children. Well, listener, let's listen to the keroncong song Air Mata Ibu by Suparja HS. Enjoy the song.
Thank you.
Voice of Indonesia.
Well, listener, it is time for me to sign off now. Keep listening to our program at www.voinews.id or shortwave frequency 3325 kHz for Asian regions or 4750 kHz for European regions. Don't forget to check out our Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, Twitter at VOI Indonesia, and Instagram voice.of.indonesia. Also, send your reception report to voi@voinews.id. I'm Putri Safiri Adela. See you on the next English program.